Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
And welcome to the Frank Williams Show. You're listening live to your host. I am Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening in and welcome to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Call in to the show and weigh in on the topic. We have a great topic this morning. I think a okay? You can call into the show, speak your opinion on it, and we move on, okay? It's a great day out in the ATL. There's just, you know, bright sunshine. It's going to be a really, really nice day. I hope you guys have a great day, and I hope you guys do well at what you're doing, okay? Now, for the first time in a long time, I got up this morning. I had a little bit of breakfast, and then I did a workout. I did a small workout. I did 1, 2, 3, 4 different exercises on my weight machine in my exercise room, and I did 20 reps each, and then I did some old school way backs. Yeah, they're the same as sit ups, but you're standing, okay? And we used to call them way backs, where we go in a standing position with your hand on your hips, then you go to your knees, then you bend down to your toes, then you come back up to your waist, then you go up all the way to the, stick your hands all the way straight up in the air. That's one. Go back down, waist, toes, waist, all the way in the air. That's two. So I did 25 of those. So I've been doing 25 of those, you know, just about every day. I haven't been doing the 20 reps on my weight machine in my exercise room. But I'm doing this. I'm pledging to you guys, my audience, that I'm going to do this at least 3 times a week. I'm going to do this 3 times a week. Now, my wife goes out, and she's got a trainer, and she goes out 3 times a week, and she's getting into shape that way. I'm going to do it here at home my way 3 times a week. I'm pledging to you guys 3 times a week. I'm going to do this, and I'm about now to get in shape. Because once you make that decision to do it, then you start to plunge ahead, okay? You start to tell yourself, man, I made a decision to get this done. I can't back down. So you have to keep going. And you try not to allow yourself to back off. And that's what I have to do. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter and Facebook. I think I pick up new people every day because I've been promoting the show a lot at work. So people ask me all the time, what time is your show? How do I get to your show? What station is the show on? And that's a good thing. I like that because it lets me know that new people are coming to the show all the time, or there's a possibility of new people coming to the show. So now my job now is to not only continue to promote the show, but try to continue to put out new, interesting, and great topics to talk about. And I'm going to do that. And I don't want to structure the show as to, you know, Monday's going to be relationships, Tuesday's going to be finance, Wednesday's going to be lifestyle, Thursday's going to be this, Friday's going to be free-for-all Friday. I don't want to structure it like that. I have Friday already structured, but I don't want to do the rest of the week that way. I want you guys to continuously be in limbo about what I'm going to talk about. I want to put out, and I'm telling you guys this, I want to put out titles that pique your interest, okay? And that's my challenge, is to put out titles that pique your interest so that you'll call into the show or you'll listen to the show daily to see what's going on. Now, I promote the show on Twitter and Facebook and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. Now, those who are listening via my show page on Blog Talk Radio, not only thank you for listening in, but while you're on the show page there, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon, set that up where you'll be able to follow the show and get show notes on a daily basis, as well as Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your Facebook account. At the top of the page, type in the search box there, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And the show page should come up there. Go ahead and do your thing there and become friends of the show, as well as Twitter. If you're on Twitter, we're on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to, okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's show I was a little on edge about today's show, but I went ahead and came up with this title of No Tolerance. And you guys know that, you know, no tolerance means you do this one time and, you know, that's going to be it. If you get caught doing this one time, then, you know, things like you're going to go to jail or you're going to be suspended or suspended from school or, you know, you're going to get a gigantic ticket, you know, things like that. So there's no tolerance for that, what you call it, crime or action. There's no tolerance for that in that place, okay? And tolerance, and another thing I want to inject into the show is that when there's a word out there that maybe, you know, people don't have the real meaning of, I want to look it up. I want to drop it to you and then go back to it. Now, tolerance is a noun, and tolerance means the ability or willingness to tolerate something, in particular, the existence of opinions or behavior that one does not necessarily agree with. Okay, let me read that again. The ability or willingness to tolerate something, in particular, the existence of opinions or behavior that one does not necessarily agree with. Okay? Or the capacity to endure continued subjection to something, especially a drug, a transplant, antigen or environmental conditions without adverse reaction. Okay? And then the next meaning is an allowable amount of variation of a specified quantity, especially in the dimensions of a machine or part. Okay? Now, the tolerance that I'm going to talk about is the noun that says the ability or willingness to tolerate something or the behavior that one does not necessarily agree with. Okay, now something that we can follow as far as, you know, there's no tolerance for that. There's no tolerance for kids fighting at school. Okay. Well, maybe there's a little bit of tolerance there as far as them not being expelled from school and never being able to come back there again. I call that no tolerance. But when you kill someone, you know, when you kill someone, not under self-defense or whatever, but when you premeditated and go in and kill someone, you got a gun, you went home, you got your gun, and you said, I'm going to kill this guy, and you went to his house, and you broke in there, and you shot him to death. There's no tolerance for that in society. Okay? You know, when these people go into these schools and shoot in these schools, there should be no tolerance for that. Okay? You know, there should also be no tolerance for you know, when you figure out how these guys got into these schools, there should be no tolerance for the security at these schools. No tolerance. Because now people are afraid for their kids when they're at school. I don't know what's happened, the reason that people go to schools now and want to shoot or kill kids in school now or kill teachers now. I mean, I can understand you having a beef with a teacher or whatever, and, you know, but that's that, you know. Leave it at that. Y'all had a beef. Go on. All right? You're past that. You're past that part of your life. Move on. Don't get past that part of your life and turn around and say, I'm going to get her. She found me, and she found me one day. You know, I don't supposed to get a failing grade. My dad's going to kill me. Well, then, you know, people go back to school, but instead of going back to school wanting to talk, they going back to the school wanting to kill the person. That's not worth it. That's not worth you spending the rest of your life or maybe being executed because there's a no tolerance to coming in schools and shooting people. Is that what you want? Is that what you want out of life? And there are these young cats. And today, these young cats, and I know a lot of the young people listen to my show, but a lot of these young cats are out there doing things that are totally unnecessary, and they don't understand. And there's no tolerance for that. You go to jail for the rest of your life. And if it's something too heinous, you may be locked up for the rest of your life. I mean, you may get executed. Okay? And you'll never get out of jail. You'll always have this over your head. Even if you do get out of jail, what kind of life are you going to have after prison? The reason prisoners go back into prison after they get out of jail is because when they hit society, they can't function in society. Because not only something that they did at a younger age, but now society is not tolerating them coming back into society and having a good quality of life. Because of that one thing that you did when you went in that school and shot those people. Because of that one thing you did when you broke in that guy's house and shot him. Because of that one thing you did when you were driving on the road, you know, dead drunk, and hit someone and hurt them bad. And there's no tolerance for that. So, you know, to go into these schools and shoot and kill these kids or these teachers is probably the worst thing that anyone can do at any stage of their lives. I don't know why people are going into schools now, but again, like I said, now is, you know, you're afraid to send your kid to school because of so many things happening in school. And the person that came up with middle school should be, I don't know. They should be dealt with. As middle school was probably the worst idea in the history of public schools. The worst idea. Why couldn't you just leave it at elementary, high school, go to college? Because from in elementary school to seventh grade, you're a little more mature in the seventh grade in order to move on to another school with, you know, older kids than you are to move on there from the fifth grade to move on to another school with older kids. That's just my opinion. Don't jump on me about it, but that's just my opinion. And these, for some reason, these kids in middle school are just totally off the chain. Hey, you know, when you say off the chain, I know I'm getting off subject here, but when you say off the chain, when you think about off the chain, I think about off the chain as, you know, when we were younger, we walked down the street and there was a dog in the neighborhood. You see that dog, and you say, ah, crap, Chimp is off the chain. That means Chimp then broke his chain in his backyard, and now he's just roaming the streets. You know, we didn't have leash laws back then, so we had to get around Chimp as best we could. Okay? But if Chimp was between you and your house, you'd have to figure out how to go a different route to get home. Or you'd have to kind of lay back and chill a little bit till Champ ran back in his yard. See, we had great times back then because, you know, not only were we kids and were we growing up, were we having fun together, but we also had I don't know if I'd call it fun, but the kind of fun that, you know, when the neighborhood dog is out, you better watch out. and you have to get away from that dog. But he was off the chain. Sometimes these big dogs would break these chains and then they'd run ripping around the neighborhood with these big chains hanging down, dragging the street. Man, I got off subject there. But this is no tolerance. So now if you had a big dog running the street that it broke the chain and was out chasing people, now you could call the dog people, you know, the county animal people, animal control, and they'd come out and they'd talk to the owners. Okay? Then the next time that Champ gets out the chain, he's out roaming the neighborhood, and you called the animal control, they go to that person's house, and now it'd be no tolerance. It's no tolerance now. Now I got to fine you. Okay? So, to have no tolerance is, I think, a good thing, right? it's a good thing to have a no tolerance policy. Or have, you know, no tolerance laws. Okay, you may drive, and after you've been drinking and you can get caught by the police, and you've been drinking and driving, and then they'll you know, lock you up and they'll take your car or whatever. And you'll get a fine or a little bit of time in jail, whatever. And then that second time you get caught driving, you know, while you've been drinking, then I believe there's a no tolerance at that point. Now you're going to go to jail for a while. You see? Now I think just like a, you know, just like a drug dealer, some people been out here and they got multiple DUIs on their records. And they're still driving the streets. But some of these drug dealers, they got a few drug charges on their record, but they're sitting in jail for years. Okay? So things are kind of shaky on you know, on that kind of stuff. But I believe now things are going to start turning around. They're trying to get leaner laws for the certain drug offenses, which I think is right. Okay? You got people sitting in jail right now that, you know, been locked up for having, you know, distributing marijuana, that have years in prison. When you got people out here that have multiple DUI charges on them, still riding the streets, still have some type of license, you know, and with the possibility of one day, you know, hurting someone bad. Okay? So, you know, no tolerance has got to be a part of things. It's got to be. Okay? And to have no tolerance policies means no tolerance. An example, you know, at my place of work, you're not supposed to have your phones, your cell phones, with you while you're working. Okay, not supposed to have your cell phone. They've told people time and time again, don't have your cell phones in the workplace while you're working. Use them on break, but leave them there at break. Okay, but then there are people who buck the system, that bring their phones into the workplace anyway, when they've told them not to. But they're not going to understand when they get caught with that phone that they could lose their job because it's a no-tolerance policy. Our show today was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That number again is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Have a great day. Take care of yourself. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today. beautiful for you to see. I'm about to go, and behind you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone. Forget it, reaching my phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. I'm a woman taking up my time. Oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I'm just get out of pocket for fun. How? When you know that you're never number two. Number one's gonna be number one.